Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, cats and kittens, it's another BTY Friday. We're digging deep, we're finding our best, and we're sending it to yo. Nary an episode goes by that Chrissy and I don't make a reference to one of our favorite foils of all time, Frankie B. Now, if you want to listen to the first ever appearance of Frankie B, it's on episode number 17. That episode is called Lug Nut Casanova. I stumbled upon Frankie while doing some research for the show. I was looking for pickup artists, but what I found was far better. The only way I can describe Frankie B is by asking you to use your imagination. What happens when the Jersey Shore meets your creepy uncle who keeps bringing young women to the Thanksgiving table? Imagine something 10 times more cringe, and that's Frankie B. He's an expert in all things fitness, fashion, fun, friendship, fire dancing, you name it, he knows about it. He's a Renaissance man. Just ask him. He'll spend a lot of time telling you. And while we've since retired Frankie, it's one of those things that lives in the Commercial Break lore and probably will forever. Some of you love him, some of you hate him. Either way, we couldn't do a Best to Yo series without including some Frankie B. Coming up for you today, Frankie B talks about an incredible business opportunity, his business opportunity. If you ever hear us talking about Salon Suisse, it's because Frankie brought it to our attention. Here's a clip of Frankie that Chrissy and I reviewed on episode 119, Advantage Frankie B. I'll be back later in the episode to share one of your listener requests. Enjoy!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to the video. My name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is here for...
He kind of brought it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's not like, welcome to my video! He's like, welcome to my video, everybody. But you got to understand that Frankie is about to pitch you the business opportunity of a lifetime, and he wants to be serious.
Does he have an MLM?
I'm not sure what he's doing exactly, but you tell me if you can figure it out. Okay. It has something to do with Salon Suite. Listen. Suite. I think it's called said sweets, but he said Suite. All right. He has a company called Salon Suite.
Okay.
Guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of confusion going on.
I'm already confused.
You can say that, Frankie.
Yes, I'm already confused, Frankie, and I've been watching you for a long time. But one of the hallmarks of a Frankie B video is absolute confusion as to what's going on or what he's talking about. So fear not, we're on the right track.
Because you're at my channel, but a lot of you Googled Salon Suite franchise.
Salon Suite.
Salon Suite franchise.
You can't see. Where's the T? Where did it go?
How to open up a Salon Suite franchise, Salon Suite consulting, or just how do I open up my very own Salon Suite building? For all of you out there who did Google that, hang in there. You're at the right spot. I've got all that valuable information.
I just want to take 5 to 10 minutes to talk about something completely unrelated to the video. You're at the right place. Yeah. Hold on. In the next 20 to 30 minutes, I'm going to get to exactly why you Googled. By the way, who's Googling Salon Suite? And how do you spell it?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. How do you spell Salon Suite?
I don't know. Is it like a
S-U-V? It's very French. He's very sophisticated.
Oui.
Coming your way in just a second. But first, I want to talk to my subscribers and followers.
Rocket.
Oh, okay. Here comes the...
That's not the car.
That's the car. He took the music out for some reason. I'm not sure why he took the music out, but I've noticed the last couple of videos either have different music. Like, he uses it sporadically, right?
Yeah.
But now here he's going to go through his introduction where he speeds away in a car. He hammers something against a wall. He slicks back his hair. He's at his Salon Suite getting his grooming done. He's working out, and then he's coming up mysteriously from a pool.
Comes up from a pool.
It's one of those things. Like, you just see the water, and then all of a sudden, Frankie slowly pops up out of the water.
With this, like, steam.
Yeah. steam. That's the smell of bullshit. Two cars. I like this new sophisticated Frankie.
Yeah, it's like a little touch of techno.
Yeah, I think he's decided.
A little you know, club lounge.
He's going to grow up a little bit.
All right, guys, yeah. So today we're going to change things up. We're going to concentrate on lifestyle. Now, normally I'm much more focused on grooming, fitness, and fashion with all my videos. And for
no, you're not. It's all about,
you say that.
It's all about getting cheated on. Yeah, it's about you getting cheated on. That's all it's about. Let's be honest, Frankie. This is a revenge channel against whoever, whichever ex-wife took all your money. Yeah.
For some odd reason, I've always neglected the lifestyle. Let's define lifestyle. Very important. Out of all the categories I talk about, this is right up there.
This is right.
Right up there.
This is right up there.
Okay.
Although I don't talk about it a lot. It's very important. But of all the categories I talk about, this is in the top 12. Of the four categories I usually talk about, this is in the top 12.
Yes.
Yes.
So lifestyle, it's to do what you want.
Lifestyle. Lifestyle. Where are the T's going? Frankie, what happened to the T? Who cut the T out? Who cut the T out?
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
When you want, how you want. To be free from control. Not to have anybody have their thumb on you. That's a work for anybody.
I think that's called freedom. I don't think that has anything to do with lifestyle.
Not to have their thumb on you.
Yeah, their thumb on
wow.
you.
Wow.
Yeah,
has somebody had a thumb on him?
Someone's had a thumb up him, I'm sure.
That's a lifestyle. Lifestyle to go on vacations within reason when you want.
Within reason. Vacations to the Motel 6 in your own town. It's called a staycation. It's really cool.
A lifestyle to be able to pay for your daughter's wedding. A lifestyle to be able to send your kids to college. A lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Do you hear this? Yes. Are you hearing the lifestyle?
Yeah, he's okay. Missing the two.
To not have to worry about finances. What else defines lifestyle? Okay? And how do you get that? Again, unless you've got a high-paying job, you got to get that in business.
What?
Unless you've got that in business, you've got to get it in business. I'm just spelling it out for you. I don't want you to be confused.
Unless you've got a high-paying job, you've got to get that in business. Okay. I'm making notes.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm listening, Frank.
I think I'm following you. If I don't get that by working, I've got to get it by working.
Business.
Okay, yeah. Got it. 10-4.
Now, I am an entrepreneur. I am a businessman. I have several.
I feel like that's what he says to himself in the mornings when he's slicking back his hair.
I am
an entrepreneur. I am a businessman.
Gosh darn it, I'm good enough.
I do have great hair. My dick is big. All those things might not be true yet, but they're coming true
that's
now.
That's right.
Businesses, and I plan on opening several more. I can help you here. And for all of you, you know, who have Googled Salon Suite Franchise, Salon Suite Consulting
what?
Services.
Who have Google?
Who have Google Salon Suite? I don't even think people know how to spell Salon
Oh,
Suite.
Have, I think who have Googled.
Yes.
Salon Suite.
Swede.
Or Swede. Tweed?
I think it's Sweet.
Tweed?
Tweet. Tweed? Salon Tweed. I'm assuming he's trying to say sweet. But okay. He can't get that T in there.
Okay.
Just hang in there just one more second. We're going to be getting into this business. But for my followers, again, I'm going to offer all of you a tremendous business opportunity because I don't know who you are. You may be an
Precisely because I don't know who you are.
Precisely because I am clueless as to what your first name is. I'm going to offer you.
You're in on this,
this
now.
This is a once in a lifetime
opportunity. I don't even offer it to my friends. Only people I do not know.
I refuse to offer this to anyone that I know. Be mindful. This is the best business opportunity you've never heard of. And because you don't know me today, I feel comfortable taking your money. Oh, my God. This would be a late night infomercial. I feel like we're back in the 90s.
I know.
Investor watching me. You may be a businessman watching me. You may have yourself and a group of guys watching me.
Hey, guys, gather around the TV. I've got some beers, some popcorn, wings.
You mind if we stop the circle jerk for a minute?
Stop the game.
Hey, Dave, stop whacking off Matt and get over here for a second. There's a business opportunity only available to people that don't know who this guy is. It's an incredible opportunity. I mean, you know the old saying, the best business opportunities come from strangers.
That's exactly right.
Yes. I'm looking for the ultimate business experience. Well, I've got that for you. So in a nutshell, and then we're going to get into the video, what I do is I build and lease salon suites. It's called House of Salon Salon Suites. 21 what? Years ago.
It's called House of Salon Salon Suites? Why don't you just call it salons? I mean, come on, Frankie. Why don't you just call it Frank's Salon?
I know.
House Frankie of Salon, B's Salon. Salon Houses of Salon Suites.
Salon Salon Suite.
Frankie B's corporate entity of Salon Suites, House of Salon Suites, owned by Salon Suite.
Yes.
If you Googled,
it's Frankie a tweed
B's,
company.
Yeah, Frankie B's House of Cards Salon Suites. And you're looking for information on Frankie B's.
You're right. You're right.
House
here.
Of Cards Salon Suites. You're salon, in the salon. Exact right place. If you're looking to build your own shitty salon in a small town near you, you can hire me.
I was the first one in the world to develop the concept of building fully furnished salon suites.
Nope.
No, you
no,
were not.
You were
I
not.
Used to go to one.
Yeah, this, come on. Frankie, that's a big claim to make.
Fully furnished salon.
Fully furnished.
I'm the first one in the world to build a fully furnished salon.
I went to a laser cut or whatever they used to call them, like for the, you know, laser cut for men or whatever it was. I went there when I was a kid in Chicago. 30, 40 plus years ago, we were going to these like salon, you know, this
salon suites.
Yeah, salon suites. Exactly. Where people come in and they pay $15 an hour to rent the chair and then whatever money that they can make, then that's how it is. This is, by the way, this is a business model that salons have had forever.
Oh my God, for a long time.
Yeah, because you know what? The salon owner, all they really care about is renting the chair. They rent the chair and they sell the
product.
They
provide the building and the
product
suites.
And the suites. Yeah, the suites. And the equipment and the shit like that.
Yeah, maybe a receptionist.
Yeah, and the girls come in and then they cut the hair and whatever they can make, they can make. Yeah. And usually they have like a dollar amount that's set for per cut or whatever.
Percentage.
Yeah, it's a percentage. You take a cut. This is not... flea markets have been doing this since Jesus Christ, by the way. I mean, goddamn, Frankie. Really? I invented the business model. I invented the office suite business model, basically. I just wanted you to know that. 20 years ago. 20 years ago was 2001. It sounds like a long time ago, but it really was not. Yeah. I'm sure that there were super cuts in 2001, Frankie. Yes.
And leasing those to the beauty professional. I took on all the expense of building the building, putting in the furniture, all the equipment. I took all the risk and expense. So all the beauty professional had to do was come in and bring their own tools, and they were open and ready for business.
I cannot believe that he said he's the first one in the world.
Yeah, he's
to
taking
do
it.
This.
That's a big leap.
He's talking to people he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He's ready to dispute.
And he's already shooting his credibility in the foot. Yeah. Like when you make a claim like that in a business presentation, that is clearly untrue. Then you're I don't work in the beauty professional industry.
I have before, actually.
Yeah, you have?
I was the front desk girl.
Oh, you were?
At a salon in college.
Look at you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we did massages and hair and facials and all of that. So, and they were doing it then.
When I worked in the restaurant industry, there was like a very nice salon next door.
Yeah.
And it was always well known that the hairdressers were hot, but that the girls at the front desk were always the hottest.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Just letting you know. Just like a restaurant. You know, the hostesses are always the hottest, right? But here's the point.
Yeah.
There have been super cuts around for a long time, and that's the same fucking business model, Frankie. Super cuts has been doing this. I do have an uncle. I have a family member who owns like 20 super cuts or whatever they're called, right? This is a business model that's been around for a long time. You did not invent it in any way, shape, or form.
For a nominal fee. So 21 years later, this has become one of the biggest franchising booms in America. But unfortunately, all the franchises out there, they're gouging the individual for hundreds of thousands of dollars that you don't need to spend. And it absolutely sickens me to see.
It makes me sick that they're getting the money and not me. So I'm making this
hundreds
video.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Look, I I've worked in this industry before. Unless you're in LA, New York, whatever, and charging exorbitant prices, you're not even close to making $100,000 a year that the salon could take.
Listen, $25,000 for a supercuts, I think, is like the franchise fee. And then you give them 20% a month. You're not making any money on supercut number one. You're making money on supercut number 10. That's what you do. That's what these franchisees do. And it's not the hottest franchising opportunity that's in America right now. No one gives it. You think the world needs another supercuts, Frankie?
I love coming out of the pandemic, too, when everybody was cutting their own hair.
It's the hottest franchising opportunity that recently went bankrupt in America.
keep people, you know, spend this money. Now, there's no one out there in this business that has more experience than I did. Wow. I created it. So it's
impossible. I created it. There's no one in the world that has more experience with pussy than me, because I created it. God. I literally created the vagina over 20 years ago. So I know all about it. The vulva, the clitoris, the clitoris.
Yeah.
The inner lips, the outer lips. I know everything. You know how? I invented it. That's how.
I'm an expert.
I'm an expert in all things vulva. Oh man, this is just bad.
Frank.
Oh, Frankie, we love you, but this is you gotta.
You're duping people.
Yeah, you gotta rework this one. Duping people. No one's getting duped. No one's gonna hire Frankie. For
what about
50.
Those group of guys that are sitting around watching,
whacking each other off, watching Frankie,
watching this incredible business.
Quick, a business opportunity from some random dude on YouTube. There's gold in those videos. Clearly, he must know what he's talking about. He invented the business model, guys. Yeah,
clearly.
I can see 12 guys around like, breaking out their checkbooks. I'm in for 50. How quick can we get a hold of Frankie? We need to build a salon suite. By Frankie B's House of Cards.
Possible. I have more knowledge. And I could put up that same building for what a franchise is going to charge you just to put their name on the door.
No, you cannot. Nope. I work in the real estate business, and you cannot put up a building for more than they're going to charge you to put a Supercuts on the fucking front door. I can promise you this. I can promise you this. You're going to spend at least $500,000 building a salon. At least.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
Yeah, you can't even build a box these days for $500,000.
No. Think about that. A franchise, just to put their name on the door, I can put up your whole building from top to bottom to ribbon cutting. So if you're looking for the...
Please tell me. It may even be worth just the fee here to see, have Frankie come for
your ribbon cutting. I charge.
I would like him to bust through the ribbon. Right. Don't cut it. Just bust through.
Unfortunately, he doesn't do the pricing here, but I would like to hear the pricing.
Oh, yeah.
I charge $57 an hour.
Wait, so is he saying, maybe I just need to listen to the video more, but is he saying he will come to your town and just build a building for you?
Hoadley, I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what the business opportunity here is.
Well, he is the expert. Yeah. He is the expert. We don't know anything.
Why you would build Frankie B's House of Cards salon suite rather than a Supercuts or a, you know, what do they call those?
Great Clips.
The Mitchells.
Paul Mitchell.
Paul Mitchell or whatever. Yeah. Why you would get involved in this above one of those other well-heeled, well-experienced businesses? Yes. I don't know. Because I've never heard of Frankie B's House of Cards salon suites, but maybe... I think he's saying Swedes. Maybe it's Swedes. It's like
maybe
the Swedish people.
Maybe it's the Swedish.
But I've never heard of his business model. I mean, I've never heard of his business.
Yeah.
And I don't have a Frankie B House of Cards salon suite right next door to my house. So
you can't go check it out.
Yeah, the Atlanta market is wide open if you want to go in with me.
Come on, Frankie. Yeah.
Listen, it's probably better than some of the other business ideas we've had.
That's true.
Ultimate business adventure, business experience. Passive income, a building that you can put up and it runs itself?
You know those buildings that run themselves.
You know those businesses that run themselves. The kind you see on late night TV where people went to jail. Yeah. It's the same thing, only I'm the one who's stealing your money. What the fuck?
Buildings
no business.
That run themselves.
Buildings that run themselves.
Yeah.
But what is a
passive
building?
Passive income. Right.
Hello. I am your salon suite. Don't worry about it. I got it covered. I'll turn on the air conditioning and I'll turn it off when people leave. I'll close the door and lock up after you. Count the cash register and sweep up the floors. I am Frankie B's House of Cards salon suite, Roswell, Georgia. Oh my God. So crazy. This is insane.
Hopefully I have your interests.
So what
interests. We gotta get Frankie some speech therapy. Now, if he has a legitimate speech impediment, then I'm very sorry that I'm making fun of it. But there don't seem to be any T's anywhere in his speeches. Yeah. I don't know where they went.
Without further ado, we're just gonna roll right into this video. And if you have any questions
he does have a T, he said right.
He said right.
We're going to run right into this video.
Okay, so he knows where the T's are. Yeah. He just doesn't choose to put them in most
maybe
of his words.
Maybe that's like his signature.
Yeah, maybe when they're embedded into the words, that's when it gets hard. Like Swede. Sweet. Sweet. By the way, I'd like to point out, we're 7.5 minutes into this video, and Frankie is now just introducing the video.
Yes.
As is Frankie's way of doing things.
Concerns. I have all my information in the link below. I've got my website and my email. If you have any questions, reach out to me.
Oh, I've got a lot of questions, Frankie. Yes, we do. We should write a.
We absolutely should.
A couple paragraphs on.
We've got to.
Yeah. At which year did you invent the business suite office model?
My name is Frank Bernardo. Thank all of you for watching. Enjoy the video.
That's it.
Hi, and welcome to House of
Okay.
He literally spent 7 minutes introducing
the
a video
intro
where he says the exact same thing. Now let's go through it because it's fun.
Salon Suite Consulting Services. And welcome to just what might be.
Welcome.
The best move of your life.
It's a business adventure, quote unquote.
Remember those kids you have? They compared nothing to the building that runs itself. Frankie B's House of Cards Salon Suites. Yeah. You too can have a building that practically runs itself.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to do is pay me to build it for you.
That's it.
Have you ever heard of paper mache? It's my brand new building material that guarantees you can build a brand new salon suite for less than $5,000 plus $1,000 for me. And I'll do the ribbon cutting with these custom fake scissors. You'll get at least 5 photos of me to put on your Instagram, and that'll get your business revving to go.
Up and running.
You'll never want for business again.
Business in a box.
It's a business in a box. And I should know, I invented the box, literally. 20 years
first
ago.
First one on the globe.
I said, there must be a better way to put things in some things. So I said, let's build a box. That's why I'm the expert on boxes, pussy, and now salon suites.
That's right.
Now you're saying, how, by coming to this website, could this be the best move of my life? Well, obviously, you're interested in franchising. You're interested in franchising salon suites. But if I told you that I can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's right. I said,
if I told you by turning off this video right now, I could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars, would you take my advice?
Seriously.
If I told you that by paying me $1,000 to stop talking, you could save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars in business
adventure,
in business failure. Yeah, he called it an adventure. I don't want an adventure when I'm building a business. I just want a business. I never again want the word adventure and business together. I'm too old for that shit.
It was an adventure.
That's for your 20s.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars over a franchise. You think it might be worth a little bit of your time to watch this video? I think it will be.
Oh.
All right. I'm at a rave. I'm at a rave in 1991 now.
It's an adventure. Yeah.
Woo! Where's Moby?
This music.
This is like Moby, circa 92. Just a bee!
Woo! Drop the bee. Oh my God!
Whoa!
Hi, everybody. My name is Frank Bernardo, and I'm the owner of...
Drop the beat!
Drop the beat!
Oh, God. It sounds very professional.
Yeah, what is that music, Frankie?
Dang.
What did you do? Where did you learn how to put together a video presentation? You should call me. I can help you with this.
Yeah, exactly.
I can help you with this. It's another commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, Chrissy and I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to this silly little podcast. So many kind notes, text messages, and voicemails, and you're always asking, what can we do to help support the show? How can we get involved? Visit tcbpodcast.com. Not only can you find all of the audio and all of the video there, you can press the Contact Us button and drop us an email. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas are all welcome, or you can hit us up on the TCB TV hotline, 661-237-8296. I don't need to tell you, but I will. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. We love our new YouTube videos, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Our executive producer, Morgan, adds a layer of hilarity that I know you're going to enjoy. So go visit the YouTube channel, the one and only, very lonely, at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Don't forget to patron our sponsors whenever you're in the market for their products or services, and make sure you tell them The Commercial Break sent you by using the specialized URLs and or codes that we give during the commercial breaks. We know you're enjoying BTY Fridays, and we want to hear from you. There's just a couple more left, so please drop us a line and tell us which segment from an older episode you'd like to hear on Best to Yo Fridays. Now we got to pay some bills, so we'd really appreciate it if you'd stick around and take a listen, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Grazie.
So 21 years ago, I had a vision.
I had a vision. What if I could rip people off in my sleep? What if I could build buildings just like I do with my Play-Doh in my free time in real life? And then put little fake Lego chairs in there and rent them out to unsuspecting hair salons.
It was a vision.
It was a vision. I was high on creatine and steroids, and I had a vision. What if I could just take people's money because I called myself an expert?
Yep.
It's called consulting, and I invented it over 20 years ago.
Yep, then YouTube came out.
Yes, right.
And all came to fruition.
Yeah,
came into place.
By Frankie B's House of Cards Salon Suites.
That if I put up a building and all the beauty professional had to do was to bring their own tools and they would be open and ready for business, what a fabulous concept that would be for all beauty professionals. So 21.
I basically saved the beauty industry.
This.
It's so crazy. This cannot be true, right? Okay, hold on one second. Now we got to stop just for a second.
Oh my God.
Salon rent a chair business.
Oh yeah, no, I mean it's been going on for a really long time.
I want to make sure that we're correct about this.
I know that we are.
Yeah, I know that.
I know that we must be right about this.
Okay. Oh yeah, this has been going on since the 80s, since the 70s.
Yeah.
This has been going on since the 70s.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, let me do this. Frank Bernardo, salon. I'm going to say sweets. I'm going to take a guess here and say sweets. Nope. That is not how it's spelled.
Oh.
No, that's not how it's spelled.
Do you see how it is spelled?
I don't. Salon suites for rent, fully equipped, my salon suite.
Right.
Yeah,
they're
listen.
All over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frankie did not invent this business model. This is clear. This is clear. Clear.
Yes.
I can reference a news article from 1982 where they're talking about this business model. So I already know that Frankie is full of shit. That's a 40 years. That's 20 years before he says 20 years ago he invented it.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I said, yeah. It's not true.
No, it's not.
So I did just that. So here's the photo. This is me standing in front of my first building, and there's three of the six tenants that were.
There's three of the six tenants because that's all we got. The other three are imaginary.
There's me in front of a building. Three of the six.
Oh,
the other
God.
Three couldn't make it that day. But here's a picture to prove it.
The other three had it's yet to rent a chair.
It's proven.
Here's the business owner that went into Chapter 7 bankruptcy 7 days after this photo was taken. But, you know what they say, business is an adventure.
It's an adventure.
For available.
Total adventure.
For the photo. So 21 years later, this is now one of the biggest franchising booms in America. Why? Well, because salon suites are a good investment. They are a great business idea. The concept is fantastic. You can make lots of money. You could put up multiple buildings. But do you need a franchise to do this? Absolutely not. And in this video,
wait, you're selling a franchise, but you're saying you don't need a franchise.
I don't have the rights to a franchise. I don't get it.
Did you invent Salon Suites and now you've broken off from them and you're doing your independent consulting? Or do you own Salon Suites and you're trying to get people to buy into the Salon Suites?
I think
suites?
Maybe he thinks other people stole his idea.
Maybe that's it. Maybe what happened is because there is, I can see that there's a company called Salon Suites. Mm-hmm. But nowhere is Frankie B mentioned anywhere, at least in my quick preliminary glance.
They had
I'll do more research. What?
They had a falling out.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Frankie, you got to stop running around telling people this is the original idea. You got to stop telling people this was your idea. Yeah. Me and Frank own this business. Me and John own this business 30 years ago, man. We just brought you in to do a little maintenance on our air conditioning. You didn't invent it. You don't even work here, really. You literally are the HVAC guy. Now take your Nissan Sentra and get out of here.
Oh, I'm going to explain to you why franchising is a horrible idea. Why franchising is going to cost you hundreds of thousands of extra dollars.
No, it's not.
Over my consulting services. And guess what? I'm going to give you better service, better knowledge, because who knows more in the industry than I do?
Well,
because who's a better equipped to bullshit you than I am?
Don't worry about those well-known franchises. Yeah. Just give me your money.
Yeah, don't
for my consulting.
Don't worry about those five-star franchises.
You don't even actually have to buy or build a building. Just sneak right in and take
Don't worry about those five-star franchises
Act
you
like
see
you're
elsewhere.
An HVAC guy. And then that's how you work your way in.
Don't worry about all of those other reputable businesses. Come with me. I am literally reinventing the way people pretend to consult.
I started it 20 years ago.
I invented the imaginary consultant 20 years ago, and now I've perfected the business model.
After all, I created the concept. I've worked with the beauty professional day in and day out for 21 years. I know what they like. I know what they don't like. I know what your building needs, and I know what your building doesn't need. Let's face it. After
what it doesn't need is a cocaine safe. I learned that the hard way. What it doesn't need is a massage table for illegal erotic massages.
And what I've been doing this for 21 years.
I've been doing it for 21 years. I've failed, so you don't have to. And what it certainly does not need is a no pants Wednesday policy.
That went
right out the window with Frank with Harvey Weinstein. I'm just saying, cancel culture is in full effect, or my dick would be in full glory right here on this video.
You put up your building, they basically run themselves. So do you need a franchise? You don't, but they're going to tell you that. You know why? Because they're going to.
Who's they?
I know.
Who's telling you that?
Great Clips?
Yeah, people who actually make money?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's been a proven business model for years and years.
The people who are basically making that actual money? Yeah. But
just
don't
get involved in this self-running building. That's all you need is just a building that runs itself.
I cannot imagine a harder business to actually make cash in than a salon.
Yes.
Yeah, than a salon. Yeah. Why? Because there's one on every fucking corner.
And there's
such
two. High turnover. Too.
Yeah, there's such high turnover. Yeah. It's like a restaurant business. It's like really hard to make money. I had a relative that got into one of those mailbox companies, right?
Right.
Okay. And
right.
I don't want to give away too much detail, but they got into one of those mailbox companies and they were sung this big song and dance about how every one of them made money. Everybody needs a stamp. Everybody needs a mailbox. You know, everybody needs this and that and the other thing. And it was incredibly difficult just to break even. Mm-hmm. Just to break even. They had to close the business down because after many years of trying and giving their money to the franchisor, right? It was like, we're not going to make any money ever doing this.
Tough.
There's not enough stamps that we could sell to make money doing this. And there's not enough haircuts that you can sell unless you have a reputable name behind you or you are a fantastic hairdresser, right? There are success stories, no doubt, just like restaurants come out of nowhere and become big hits. But just because you have to have a building that runs your set, it runs itself, doesn't mean you're going to make a ton of
There's
money.
There's no building that runs itself.
There is, Hody. You're just not paying attention to the video. You just haven't been listening to what Frankie is saying. I get it. I'm with
you.
You
get it? Okay.
Yeah, me and him, we're on the same wavelength.
Watch your 7 to 9% royalty fees month after month after month. Well, guess what? If I was you, I'd rather take those royalty fees that you're going to save by doing business with me
and spend it on cocaine
and go on a family vacation each month. So if I have your interests.
Is the family vacation considered Acapulco with strippers? I'm just wondering. And
this is so funny. I mean, also, like, nothing like getting your business up and running and then boom, going on vacation. I've got vacation.
Yay! Well, the building's going to run itself. Don't worry about it.
Whee!
Everybody
vacation
will be fine.
Time.
Yeah. Vacation, don't worry about the building.
Yeah.
Vacation, it locks up after itself. No. Just come in and leave. It'll sweep up after itself. Don't worry about it.
Most people are not able to take a vacation.
No.
At least not in the first year, second year.
First or second year.
Starting a business.
I started a business and I didn't vacation for 5 fucking years. I didn't leave the state of Georgia. Why? And I worked from my phone.
Yeah.
Why? Because I didn't have any money because it's really hard to start a fucking business. Yes. That's why. Just look at this silly podcast we're doing. Jesus Christ. Somebody save us. Somebody give us some money.
We need Frank.
Let's roll into this video. I'm going to show you why franchising is.
Wait, we're rolling into another video? Jeez,
video
man. There are so many
video
videos within videos.
Is this Inception, Frankie B. Style? Yeah,
I don't know. It does kind of feel like one of those movies, doesn't it?
Which video am I in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Idea.
Am I in the original? Is this reality?
It doesn't matter. They're all hell.
Why my services are going to be the best move of your life. Advantage number one, it's the initial franchise fees. Be prepared. Bring your checkbook, because as soon as you sign that
because as soon as we meet, I'm going to ask for a check. Made out to Frankie B's House of Cards Salon Suites. $50 just for the initial consultation.
That's it.
I take cash, too. American Express, 3% service charge.
Contract on the dotted line, it's going to cost you anywhere from $50,000 to $70,000. But you know what that'll get you? It's going to get you the name on the door. So right when you sign, you're already in the hole $50,000 to $70,000. How does that feel?
This it feels great.
Wow.
I know. I've got the confidence that an actual business, that actual business people are doing business with me.
Yep.
Yeah, not Frankie B. consulting with
right.
me. What are you consulting
Don't
about?
Pay for the name.
Yeah, are you an architect,
Don't
Frankie? Like, are you going to build the building? Are you a general contractor?
He's going to build the building and it's going to run itself.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Like, I mean, legitimately, like, could you possibly be an architect, a general contractor, a design guy? Then you're going to consult with someone on how to build a business and manage it? Yeah. Well, I mean, it runs itself, so I guess you don't have to worry too much about managing it.
Once it's built, boom.
Yeah,
vacation
see.
Time.
I could see Frankie's got like a binder he brings with like 3 separate pages. We're going to build it. We're going to open it. You're going to go on vacation. Any questions? $25,000. You have my personal burner cell phone number. I check this every Tuesday, 3 to 3:30 p.m. Don't you worry. Leave me a voicemail. I'll get back to you. I promise. I'll be in Acapulco. I'm in Acapulco. I bet the reason why Frankie went away for 6 months is because one of these people saw the video in Acapulco and they were like, what the fuck? I thought we were building the salon suite. I give the guy a $30,000 check. He's down in Acapulco for 3 months. Don't worry. Things are going great here. Bing, bing, bang, bang. He's got a hammer with him. He's just like banging against the hotel window. Bing, bing, bang, bang. Everything's going great here. Frankie, I just saw your YouTube video. Oh, what that? That's from years ago. You had a newspaper in your hand from yesterday. It's amazing YouTube technology. Don't worry about it. Gotta go. Bye. I'm changing my number. Talk to you soon.
Disadvantage, franchise. Disadvantage number two, It's royalty fees. Get ready to shell out anywhere from 7 to 9%. And that's every month. Those costs can cost you anywhere from $2,000 to $3,500 to $4,000 a month. I don't know about you, but I can invest that money each month. I can open up some more salon suites. Are you getting a picture? But the
I can take 7% of what? Anyways, yeah. and then invest it in more salons. Just build them.
Yeah, just build them. Keep building salons. By the way, 7%.
Just get your friends to invest and then take that money and then switch it over to the other friend and give them profit. And then switch that over and give them profit.
What percent of 7% is $4,000? That's a lot of money. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know too many supercuts that are pulling in $60,000 a month in haircuts. That's a lot. They're $15 a cut. Yeah. You'd have to do 3,000 haircuts in a month. You're doing 100 a day? I doubt it. I doubt it. I'm just saying. I doubt that any supercuts is doing 100 cuts a day. Maybe. You think so?
But wait. Frankie's Salon Suites.
The Salon Suites. That's right.
That's where the real opportunity and adventure comes into play.
When there's absolutely no management in place. No brand name, no marketing, no advertising. That's when you can expect the real dollars to move in. All that money you're going to save on marketing, advertising, and the name on the door is going to go right into your pocket. You won't be cutting $4,000 checks because you won't be making $4,000 with Frankie B's House of Cards Salon Suites. 7% of $12 is almost nothing.
But you can have some more salons.
Up some more salons. Yeah.
To reinvest.
Hey, John, it's Frankie. Are you ready to go for the next one? I haven't made a dollar. That's why you got to open up number two.
Yeah, you got to keep going.
I'm telling you, number two is the one where they, you know, you're in the sophomore slump. You need to get out of it and build a couple more. I've got some great locations. Here's one in Pittsburgh. It's where an old steel mill used to be. I can build it with the old steel mill material for next to nothing.
Yep.
And that money I'll save is going to go right into my pocket.
Franchises, they're going to tell you that you need their brand. And I'm going to tell you why it's totally false and a big lie. First of all, nobody out there, clients that you're seeking to rent and the patrons, they never heard of Phoenix Salon Suites, Solo Salon Suites, or My Salon Suite. They never heard of these companies, and they don't care. And the professionals, 99.99% of them, they never heard of these companies. So don't get caught up.
I've never heard of these companies. I don't know what you're talking about. Phoenix Salon Suites. I don't know. That's just not something we have around here, I don't think.
Is he saying, I'm confused.
I don't know.
Is he saying that these things, most people don't know about these other salon suites?
He's saying. What he's saying.
Please decipher. Hold on. Because we're in the movie Inception.
I'm working on it.
Hold on. The top.
Okay. What he's saying is, it's real simple.
Okay.
That if you want to buy a franchise opportunity, then Frankie is the guy for you. But there are disadvantages that other franchise opportunities have.
He's saying, yeah.
So he's saying, stay away from the franchises, but go with Frankie's franchise. Right. The franchises are bad, but Frankie's franchise is better because it's not Phoenix Salon Suites or Solo Salon Suites.
Things that people have never heard
That's
of.
That's right. What you're trying to do is you're trying to get
to build a building.
A building.
Self-running
building. I think we made it pretty clear to everybody, right? I think we wrapped it up nicely. I'm less confused myself. Once I said it out loud, makes sense.
You just had to talk through it.
Yeah, I just had to talk through it. Now that we know we are in the video, let's move on.
Yeah.
With the franchises saying you need their brand to fill the building. False. If you put up a good building and you have good rent and you do the proper advertisement, you're going
to. Because that's what I do every time I go to a salon. It's a great building. Let's get in here and get my hair cut. Man, this is made like a brick house. Let's go. Quick, while the building's still standing. Gives a shit about the building. What are you talking about?
I've been to people's homes.
Yeah.
To get my hair cut. I don't care.
Yeah, there's a lady that comes and does my wife's nails. in my kitchen where my children play. I mean, who cares about the building? I get pizza from a place that looks like it hasn't been cleaned since 1979. And I don't care because it tastes good. I just choose not to look at the walls. There are dead people in that fryer, I'm sure of it.
And they get it leased out. They don't care about the name on the door. And clients come into that building, they don't know who they are. You know what the client...
Well, honey, says proctology, but let's go get our hair cut. Yes, they do care about the name on the door.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do.
Honey, I think that's...
Regular people don't care.
I think that says anus massages. Who cares? I don't care about the name on the door. I'm here to get my hair cut.
Oh my God, he is really making this sense.
He is all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
here to get my hair cut. Would you like that with or with an anus massage? Don't care as long as I get my hair cut. I don't care what it says on the door. I want my hair cut. It's like these people that walk into McDonald's. I want a double bacon Western cheeseburger. We don't make those here. You do now. I'm calling the police.
Cares about? They care about their stylist. That's the only name they're looking for when they come to the building. They're looking for their stylist name. Disadvantage, franchise. You don't need to be paying royalty fees for a brand that doesn't exist.
No.
That is true that some people follow a stylist.
Of course.
But you have to originally find the stylist.
Yes. And where do you do that? Entails walking into a salon.
Reputable.
Yes, a reputable salon. Yes, that's correct. Frankie, you just got this. I don't know who talked. I don't know.
Is he talking about building buildings? I don't even know.
I don't even know. Don't even ask. Yeah, he might get to it. He probably won't.
Buildings of like well-known stylists?
No, he's just like, is he? I don't even know. He doesn't say. Like, if I was doing this presentation, I'd be like, me, Frankie B. I'm an expert at building hair salons. I know how to. I have the interior designers, the architects, and I know where to get the land cheap. If that's interesting to you, and then I'll show you the business model. I'll show you how to manage it and run it. I can even put people in place for you. I'll do marketing for you. If I had all the, that's what I would say. He's so far told us none of the deliverables for getting Hot Frankie on board.
Only why you should not go with the franchise.
That's correct.
That's it.
But he gives no deliverables. He just says, if this is interesting to you, call me up. And then I'll talk exactly like this until you agree to pay me $50,000 just to get me off the phone. I don't even know. What are you delivering? We should write him an email.
We should write an email to
that link and pretend like we want to be in the salon business.
Yes.
And we should be
Dear
Frankie,
we
have a few questions. Watched your video. Super informative.
You laid out everything.
Yeah, you
answered
out
all of our questions, except just a couple.
There is literally no stone unturned. However, I thought of a few questions that didn't get answered. What exactly are you doing? How exactly much does it cost? Who exactly are you?
Nominal questions.
What exactly is the business model? Just a few details I think you left out. You mind filling me in? All the other shit I got. Don't worry about it.
Disadvantage number three is development, construction, furnishings, and equipment. Now, this is where the franchise, this is where they're going to make their big money. It's their big quick money. Yes, royalty fees over the time. It's money coming in each month. But their big quick money is in these charges right here, okay? Because they mark it up anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500%. And that's going to cost...
What? They're marking up hair dryers 1,500%.
They're marking up the furniture.
The furniture 1,500%? Can that be true? Here's the Sega 3000 hair dryer from Walmart, $9.99. Here, $625.
Deal.
Deal. Sold. Where do I sign? I mean, come on, 1,500%.
Yeah, that seems.
Yeah,
accurate.
They don't even mark up alcohol that much, and that's the biggest markup of anything. Yeah. It's when you go to buy a drink at a bar, they mark it up at least 150%. But 1,500? Can you imagine walking into a bar?
1,500.
Yeah, and you're like, can I get a Jose Cuervo? And they're like $7. And they're like $712. That sounds reasonable.
I've got this atmosphere. Yeah. It's a self-running restaurant.
That's right.
It just runs itself.
Do you take Apple Pay?
Shoot tens of thousands of extra dollars, and you have no say-so over the contractors that they choose, the equipment that they pick out, the furnishings that they want to place, everything top to bottom. You have no choice other than to walk away from your initial investment if you're not happy. Disadvantage franchise. Yeah.
Disadvantage franchise. Hey, you two could be a millionaire. Just stay the fuck away from the franchises. Furniture disadvantage franchise.
Construction workers.
Yeah. Disadvantage franchise. This guy's shirtless every day on the job site. Approved. Advantage Frankie. 12 months of construction done in 5 years. Advantage Frankie. Brick disadvantage. Paper mache advantage Frankie. Roofing disadvantage franchise.
Umbrellas.
Mickey Mouse ponchos taped together. Advantage Frankie.
Oh my god. Oh, so mature. Oh my god.
Making money franchise. Disadvantage franchise. Losing your life savings to this dipshit.
For an adventure.
Advantage Frankie B. Divorce with kids on the weekend. Advantage Frankie B. Stable income. Disadvantage franchise. Human beings running your salon. Disadvantage franchise. Frankie B's automatic building software. Advantage Frankie B. Let us do your pitch for you, Frankie B. Yes. We got it down, dude. Don't worry. I'm gonna make it simple for people to understand.
Refine it.
Oh my god.
Out the edges.
Totally. This is gold.
Really
Where did
is.
This guy come from?
I mean, he's oh my got god. Balls, I'll say that.
Balls is right. Big old fat fucking old man balls.
Hey, TCB family, it's your girl, Marianne. I was looking through my favorite episodes list and came across number 21, The Scream of a Dean. It's a bit of everything I've loved about TCB from the beginning, a visit from Brian's mom and an old friend from Podcast Universe, Howard Dean's U.S. geography lesson, and the craziness that was 2020, and an impending asteroid. Hope you love it as much as I do. Best to you.
You heard the lady. Miss Marianne is requesting we go back to episode number 21, The Scream of a Dean. I'm going to play a little clip of our old friend, Henry Fonda. We stumbled upon Henry early days when we were looking for new listeners. Henry Fonda graciously agreed to take our money in return for subscribers. He promised us he would. While we didn't see any new subscribers from Henry, he sure did take a liking to Hoadley. And it's been a while since we've heard from old Henry Fonda. Who knows? Maybe he'll show up sometime real soon. Here's a short clip of me and Henry talking about those Podcast Universe subscribers. Yes, it's Brian from the commercial break again.
Oh, hi, Brian. I just got your check for $17,000. Don't worry, that banner ad will be up real soon.
Great. Listen, I need, if you've got any, I need some kerosene, some drain cleaner, and 350 packs of Sudafed.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you need that with the banner ad or without the banner ad? Do you want subscribers with that?
Yeah, if you want to throw in a few subscribers.
May I ask what you're using it for?
I've got a school project with my son.
Oh, okay, no problem. Let me put you down there. Let me transfer you to our Chinese division.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Just call me if you need more subscribers. At Podcast Universe, we're always here to help. The commercial break.
They're so helpful.
They are so helpful. Just paid them yesterday. Still waiting for those subscribers.
Don't worry. We have a little delay in our statistics, but things will be back up and running any day now. We're always here to help 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I got your email at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's. I just wanted to know if you needed any more subscribers. Because, you know, rent is due in a couple of days. So I just needed to know if you wanted more subscribers.
You know me, I'm a podcaster. I'll pay anything for subscribers.
Oh, man, I know you. No, oh, yes, I do. Got your social security number and everything. Two Facebook pages, couple credit cards. You and me, we're like the same guy.
All right, that's enough silliness for one day. How much more of my voice can you listen to? God bless my wife. That's all I got to say. God bless my wife. God bless Jeff. The spouses of the commercial break are the real losers in this situation. Hey, thanks so much for listening to another BTY Friday on the commercial break. We'll do them for the rest of the summer, and then we'll be back to 3 brand new episodes every single week. So it's going to be on you to go back and listen to the older episodes. If you've got the gumption, hey, please do remember to go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you can find all the audio, you can watch all of the video, and you can contact us right from tcbpodcast.com. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, BTY Friday ideas, we're taking them all through the website tcbpodcast.com. Or you can always hit us up on the TCB hotline, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo, Y-O-Yo. And I absolutely promise you, Chrissy and I are going to get back to social media. I know our Instagram page is very lonely. It's not my fault. I only have so much time in the day. But at the commercial break on Instagram, if you're so brave, and soon to be on TikTok, check that out. We'll get you more information when we can. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for all of the commercial breaks, full episodes a couple days after they air, and clips every day of the week. Hey, listen, from Chrissy and I, we love you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And until next time, I always say, I must say, I do say, and I will say, bye.